We continue our study of Revelation's seals, comparing them to the letters in the book of Daniel. We're not quite done with the fourth seal. It's taking a little longer. We define the fourth seal. In fact, let's go back and read the verses. It says in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 8, "And I looked, and behold, an ashen or pale horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him." Two riders on one horse representing the fourth layer in the book of Daniel. French Revolution brought an end to the 1260-year Dark Ages dominated by the church, but it also spawned many of the isms, fascism, Nazism, and communism that has taken its toll in the 20th century. And statisticians say that more people died as a result of war in the 20th century than all the rest of history combined. Now, it continues here in verse 8 by saying an authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth. Now, it's easy to read over this quickly and not let it register in our minds, but this is important. When we go to the book of Daniel chapter 7, it says dominion was given to one empire, then to another. Dominion is taken away. And so in the big scheme of things, God is allowing sin to be demonstrated as a bad idea with various scenarios through history, so no one in eternity will say, "I wonder if it would have worked, if Lucifer's philosophies would have worked, had it been tried under different conditions." So God is allowing certain things, as much as we don't like it, as many people suffer. God is allowing certain things to take place in history. But this phrase, "an authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth." Now, the two revolutions of the 18th century, the American Revolution and the French Revolution, had two different outcomes: America bringing freedom and democracy, and the French Revolution spawning the tyranny and the totalitarianism that we find in many countries today. You could divide the political map of the earth today, and nations follow one of two models: either the totalitarian inspiration from the French Revolution, or the democracies, the freedom from the American Revolution. But authority was given to them to over one-fourth of the earth. What does this mean? Authority was given to them. To understand this, we go to Revelation, the 13th chapter, and verse 5. And here it's talking about the beast that comes up out of the sea and so on. But it says, "There was given to him a mouth speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and authority to act for 42 months was given to him." 42 months, a month in ancient time is 30 days. 42 times 30 is 1260. Again, we're seeing this period of 1260 years we call the Dark Ages, where the church dominated the state. And people did not have the freedom that we have today. But notice it says authority was given them to act for 42 months. Now, as we look back in history, to the year, it was 1260 years that the church dominated the state. Started in the 530s, I believe 533 to 1793, some say 538 to 1798. Either way, you have 1260 years, depending on what events begin and end it. And so it's very exact. Authority was given. Authority was not given for 1,280 years or 1,300 years, but exactly 1,260 years, a period of time. But as we go back to the fourth seal of Revelation, we discover authority was given to them over one-fourth of the earth. It doesn't say one-fourth of the population of the earth. It doesn't say one-fourth of the land surface of the earth. So the heyday of communism, I figure, was about 1980. When they were the broadest in their reach. And so I did a little research and discovered that when you take population and land, one of them covered a little more of the earth and the other covered a little less than one-fourth of the earth. But you shake them together and it's about one-fourth of the earth. Now today, many people are anxious. They think that there are globalists with Marxist philosophies and designs on bringing our world under a totalitarian one-world government. and so on and so forth with Marxist laws and philosophies, but the Bible says that's not going to happen. Why? Because it says authority was given to them over one-fourth of the earth. God is not going to allow the totalitarian experiment to cover the entire globe. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.